Blog Talk Radio.
June 2nd, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday once again, and I hope it is a happy Monday. I hope that it shakes out to be a truly amazing day for you today, full of good things and great things like hope and inspiration, good, great things like that, because you know what? That's what we need. Any new day is certainly an opportunity to do that, and particularly well, we need to see things differently, or to be different, or to make things different, better, more rewarding, or more satisfying in our lives. And any day and any new day, we can start that special emphasis on you and me and us. We can. Sometimes things seem impossible, challenging, and difficult to achieve. The obstacles, well, they look large, they seem great, and hard to overcome, and many of us have been there, I know I have, at those places where it just appeared we cannot do whatever we need to or want to do, just cannot see past the place where we are. We can see the dream, we can want the dream, we can see the goal, we can want the goal, but we tell ourselves we can't. Well, when you learn to dispose of the cans, yes, that's what you got to do with them, and then start filling the shelves of your mind with cans of hope, with cans of faith, with cans of self-confidence, with a can of go ahead, with a can of do it, with cans of yes, 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 yes. Because, yes, you can. It's Master Your Mindset Monday, and TV host Cassandra McShepherd joins me again for a great conversation on turning your can'ts into cans. Possibility thinking is what we are going to be talking about. I'm always excited about Master Your Mindset Monday, and so here we go, me and Cassandra McShepherd, the superstar RRR. How you doing, Cassandra?
I'm doing well, Silver. I am doing absolutely well. And thank you again so much for inviting and including me in on these Master Your Mindset Monday. I absolutely love this. I absolutely do. It gives me an opportunity to order my thinking. You know, what was it, the Pointer Sisters song? I know we can't make another, we can. Yes, you can, yes, you can. As you were talking, it's like, it's a can song. Yeah. Yes, but you are absolutely, you know, but you're absolutely true. You know, as you and I jokingly spoke yesterday, we've been having just one long conversation since we met.
Yes.
It's just been one wonderfully long because, but it should be that way because there's only one truth. And I love a wonderful way of summing up that truth is you can. I mean,
absolutely.
Just, there are a few descriptives that would do it, but Yes You Can is definitely one of them. Definitely.
For sure, for sure.
And, yeah.
Well, I am glad that you went ahead and sang it. You went ahead and sang it because, yes, you can. I can. I guess what we can see in the realm of cans and can't, some people can because you have the most amazing vocals. I can say yes, I can, and I can sing it, but it sure is not going to come out as melodious as when you do it. But thank you for that itty-bitty of it. That was awesome. Well,
wow.
I know you and me, like many others, have had those points in time, and maybe even looking forward at futuristic things, we might find ourselves on the brink of saying, God, I don't know if I can, or, oh, that might be a little bit challenging. But we know we can talk about the fact that we have been there, and many, many people have. When you're having an inspiration, or you've got this thing in your gut, or you've just got this knowing about something you need to be doing with yourself, with your life, it could be a dream, it could be a change of circumstances, it could be a change of relationship, it could be so many things, but we stump and stymie ourselves because we tell ourselves that we can. And I want to start this conversation by saying this, that we have to remember that all achievements, accomplishments, goals that have been reached, innovation, creation, ideas, invention, changes that people make were all breakthroughs of can't thinking. It all manifests because somebody dared to break through the I can't thinking. And we got to remember that. Every single individual, every single thing that has created life as we know it, when we do our day-to-day living, going, being, interacting, those are manifestations of people who dare to say, I can do that. I can make that happen. I can invent that. I can innovate that. That's an idea I had that's now working for the world. And so we, starting with that foundation, whomever may be listening, to remember that there is more possibility than you could ever imagine for you to do whatever it is you want to do.
That's very, very true, Silver. It's interesting to think that everything that we experience in this thing we call life, in this place we call the world that we live in, is the result of somebody's inspiration, some thought that someone had at some point in time, especially, of course, the modern world that we talk about. And there are things that we, I think, take for granted, and we always think that it's somebody bigger, better, smarter, greater than us, and it was just somebody that did not block the vision or block the dream. That when the thought came, they entertained it and they invited it to stay a while, and it made manifest through them. And it's difficult to miss that because many of us, we're not even necessarily dreaming such lofty dreams these days. I'd like to get, you know, from here to a different a position. A lot of people want to get, you know, from to a better relationship or a better job or a new vehicle or a home or something like that, a dwelling. We're not even talking about, like, creating or inventing things that will change the way we live life as we know it. But all mm-hmm. of it is a result of a you better know you can kind of thought process.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, I love that. That was so beautiful. It brings us to one of the first points that I would like for us to toss around a little bit, Cassandra. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't keep telling yourself that you can't. Work with the cans, because that self-talk kills us. It kills the dream. It kills your happiness. It kills your satisfaction because you didn't do the thing perhaps that maybe you were born to do, or the thing that you were supposed to bring into the world, or even the thing that you mentioned, those practical everyday things like a new car or the being with the right person or purchasing that home or going for that new position. we will kill that with our self-talk. I know that there were times in my life when I wanted to do things, and even when I would go ahead and take the first step, the first bit of opposition or blockage that I faced, I took that messaging wrong, and I thought that feedback from some of the, you know, normal challenges of when you're trying to get anything done, and I emphasize normal challenges because many of the times when we're on a pathway and journey to doing something, there are things we didn't know about that we would have to do or put in place or people we'd have to be in contact with. Well, some of that, before I really got very savvy in my understanding of it, I thought those were blockages and obstacles that may have been messaging to me that I can't or I shouldn't. And there were huge, huge, the messaging I perceived, talking myself into that. Nobody said that, but I talked myself out of several opportunities that were really great things to keep pursuing or keep doing. And so we have to be careful that we don't say, oh, I can't because that happened, or I can't because that got in my way. Those are typically just things that we have to hurdle over in the natural process of getting something to happen for us. So not talking yourself out of it.
That's true. Can we take a moment though and speak, because it's so easy for us to say don't talk yourself out of it, but a lot of those I can't sound or seem like wisdom and really sound smart thinking and decisions when it's just fear talking. A lot of it seems like common sense versus I'd be crazy to attempt to do this or that. A lot of it would even come across as advice that other people will say, but let's talk about the thing that it is that you are thinking on or dreaming of or knowing different than, and give some information on that, because I am convinced that thoughts or inspirations are like memos that come from us. From God, if you will, from other, if necessary, from a higher place, always, of things that we are supposed to do. You heard it said, I know, that if you want it, it wants you. So there, trust me, out of all the things that I do, and I do a thing or ten, there are many things, like political, I've no aspirations, no political aspirations, so ever. But the things that I do dream of, the dreams that I did have as a child, I am living now. And many people at many points of my past would have said, oh, that's not going to work. Oh, that's not sound. Oh, that's not going to happen. Oh, you can't do that. And so it's so easy for us to say, don't talk yourself out of it. But let's take a look at what it is that we're talking about. We're talking about the thing that you were meant to do. I'm not talking about a good idea. I mean, it's a good idea, but I'm talking about your destiny. You know, it's not like, we're not talking about something as simple, oh, I think I'll cross the street, oh, maybe I won't. You know, so, but I mean, those real decisions that people, you know in every fiber of your being, you really want to. And if you're really honest with yourself, you'll realize it's just fear, that all the reasons that you're using to justify, all the things that you let people tell you that you decide to accept and believe, that it is your own fear that's stopping, and fear is not a reason not to be who you are.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Another thing that can potentially cause you to say I can't is a lack of self-confidence, which I guess in itself, Cassandra, you can tell me, is another element of fear. But those, I'm speaking specifically to another thing you said in that description, definition, overview, what you just said. We sometimes think we're not adequate for it, or we don't deserve it, or that I don't really, why should I think I to do that when I see all of these other fabulous people doing that? Why do I think that could be me? Why do I think I could have a life more positive or productive? And that kind of self-talk, again, it disseminates everything that you really can do.
Yes.
When we should be looking at those people, those situations, and those things, and saying, if they did it, then I can too.
Very true. But yeah,
if they
yeah.
did it, I can.
Yes.
And so we
got to
make sure we take that can of fear, that can of self-confidence, and replace it with a can of faith versus fear, and an assurance that if somebody else did it, you can too. Put that can on your show.
That's true. You talked about my voice. You know that I was clothing designer for two of the fiercest divas in our generation, the late Phyllis Hyman, as well as Nancy Wilson, not to mention others. But I looked at them, and I worked with Phyllis for the last 14 years of her life. And Nancy for about 5 years maybe. But the thing is, and I always wanted to sing as a little kid. I wanted to do that. And then I had the opportunity to dress these amazing women, to style them and to create for them. And I realized as I stood in the wings and watched them in my clothing that I wanted to sing. But I can't do that. I can't do it like that.
Mm.
And for as long as I felt I could not, I could not. And then one day I thought, damn, I'm going to sing. I turned 40 and I'm like, you better start now. Time is running out. No, but seriously, as I listen to you say that, because those were, I mean, if I compare myself with Phyllis Hyman and Nancy Wilson, no, I don't do that. I can't sing the way they sing, but they did that. But I sing the way I sing, and once I stopped comparing myself to what God meant for somebody else to do. God didn't mean me to do that, but He did give me a voice to use, and I use my voice now.
And what I see in that, Cassandra, is that those were your yes you can moments in life. Those women were saying to you without saying to you, yes you can do it too.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
I mean, it was great training. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that I was being trained to perform as well. But I was and now I do.
I can attest to the fact that you are a very extraordinary vocalist and performer. So whatever you were meant to glean from that without anybody actually teaching and training, you got it, my sister. I am telling you, you have a beauty and an elegance and I even want to call it a power when you sing. It's really embracing. So
But the thing is, Silver, for as long as I told myself I could not, I did not.
Yeah,
and I did not know that I could. And one day, I finally just said, "You're going to do this."
Mm-hmm.
So, which is exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the reason I elaborated on it that way was to say that the beauty of your gift would have been left in the can't status, and because now you did recognize that you can, it's out there for the world to hear. And that's what we're talking about today. Number two I have, don't let others talk you out of it, because we have, oh, God, I hate saying this, but we have haters, and we have negativity, and we have naysayers. You mentioned a couple of things, too, in your overview. But people will ask you, why are you doing that, or why do you think you can do that, or why do you think you should do that at this point in life, or that's ridiculous. You can't do that. And we have to really be like the little monkeys have told us, see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. And we have to just be quiet when those people are trying to impose their negativity on us, or their ill will, or their lack of belief in what we're able to achieve. We have to know that we must shut it out. Unless it's someone that you put in place as a mentor, someone that you put in place as an advisor, someone who's giving you some type of advice that they know what they're talking about as far as giving you some headway type of approach or guidance to something. That's one thing. But if it's just people who are in your life and in your world who don't get it, who don't want to see you succeed, who don't want to see you achieve your dream, and I've seen people put their life and dream to the back burner because of someone in their life that they valued or important had issues with that. Now, I can't tell you what you need to do in regard to people close like that. All I'm saying is that if that thing is for you and you know it beyond knowing that it is, or it's just in your heart, in your gut, chances are once you go ahead and achieve it, people who are meant to come along with you are going to go, and the people who don't, unfortunately, most successful people are going to tell you that they had to cut some ties, that they had to leave some naysayers, haters, and negative people behind. It's too big of a compromise, in my opinion, and that's just me, to forfeit your lifelong yearning, desire, and dream because a few people who don't want to see you do it stop you from doing it.
You know, I would add to what you said. First of all, yes, you're right. But I would add to that a way of looking on that information that comes to you, oftentimes unsolicited. I offer that we see these people expressing what they cannot do, what they are afraid of doing, the information that they don't get. Because the truth is, and I say this even from loved ones, trusted friends, and mentors at a certain point. And how do you know that you're at that point? If it's in your heart to do, if it is a dream that has come in spirit and inspiration, then it's yours to do. Now, as I said just a little while ago, but see, God's not going to necessarily send you a memo, Silver, for what he's going to place in my heart to do. And so I need to understand that, let me not say you because you never would, that if my trusted friend or family member or loved one said, oh, you can't do that, what they're saying, and they might not mean harm, but what they're saying is, I don't know how to do that. Or even sometimes, I don't get it because that's not my dream to do. I don't see it because I can't do it. And that you need to bless and leave with them. But if it's in you like that, and I'm hoping, I'm trusting that as people listen to us, they can discern or differentiate from those passing whims and those burning desires, those things that you try to talk yourself out of, but it just won't leave you alone. Because you are because it's what you've come here to do. And no one initially might get it. That does not mean that it's not valid for you. God didn't mean them, but he did mean you. And so at some point, you've just got to honor you. And yes, there are definitely people who would, you know, poke a hole in anyone's dream. But I think the larger majority of people are really just not seeing it because they can't do it. Because they're not supposed to. No harm, no foul. The problem is they're putting their mouth on your business. But that's okay.
Yeah.
So I think we should hear them saying, and so when someone says, oh, you shouldn't do that, I think we should hear it as, oh, I couldn't do that. And then you smile and say, okay, but I'm going to, or whatever you say. But it's that don't internalize somebody else's stuff. Unless there's love coming my way, y'all can keep all of that mess. And you know this, Silver. I ain't playing. If it don't feel like love, you can keep it. I've got no use for it.
and you can't check me
unless you love me first. If you have not loved me, I do not want to know what you think about what I'm feeling. I really don't. So go on.
No, please go ahead.
But we need to get that about ourselves. We need to value the gift that we are. And we need to put us first. So many of us are willing to sell ourselves out for someone's idea of what we should or should not be doing. And that person can't possibly know. That person is speaking from their own information, fears, accomplishments, lack thereof, or whatever. They can't possibly know for you better than you know yourself. It's not possible.
And that's the great positive thing to take away from haters, negativity, and naysayers is that they can help you create a different sounding board for yourself, because when you understand, as you just explained, Cassandra, what they're really saying to you, then you know how to use the right approach. You know how to use the right mental attack, and I don't mean combating with them, because if you believe in you and what you're doing, you don't need to fight and argue with anybody else about it. When I say attack, I just mean what I said, shutting it down, knowing that you have to say, as you just said, Cassandra, well, okay, I will appreciate what you've said, but I'm going to do this. I believe that I can, and I'm going to. Mm-hmm. So you can learn from anything if you flip the script on it. And for sure, there will be people that will have their opinions and their thoughts, but don't let them, pardon me, don't let them talk you out of it. Lastly, I want us to spend a couple of minutes, Cassandra, talking about don't waste important energy just wishing or hoping or thinking or having a pity party because you think it's too late to do something that you know is possible. Because that same energy, if you turn the switch the right way, can be used to start putting everything that you're thinking about that you want into forward motion. You just got to flip on the switch that says move forward instead of being in that place that's not taking you anywhere yet. And it feels safe in a way because you don't fail there. You don't fall there. You don't risk there. You're just wishing. You're just wanting. You're just waiting. But all of the things that you can do are still before you. And so you got to step out of that place because it actually turns out to be a waste of time. Vital time in some cases, maybe it's not, it just depends, vital time and vital energy that really can be used to start researching, to start listening to motivational information, reading it, or the how-tos or the strategies or ways to get to what it is that you want. But whatever you do, start turning that energy around for good.
You know, it is said, Silver, that the feeling around anything, the feeling that you have when you say or do a thing, that is the prayer. That is what you're really asking for, or that is the real creative energy. And I know you and I have had this conversation from different angles about dreaming several times, because my way is not traditional. It's not traditional in terms of what I chuckle at myself when I think of the times that in my transition periods from one metamorphosis to another in my life, that people may have looked and thought, oh, she's not doing much or whatever, because my doing didn't look like, I've never done a job fair. I don't knock on doors. I don't network. I don't do those things. And so it could have appeared that I was not doing anything. But my doing is an inside work. My doing is internal. And so when you say don't waste the time sitting, it goes from this. Sitting, being afraid that nothing's going to happen, or sitting, journaling, sitting reading, sitting knowing, sitting preparing yourself, sitting in full faith, not just because you are not moving, but when you sit and when you spend that time thinking, watch out what you're feeling about it. Do not sit and think on it from a place of, oh, I wish I could, or if only I had, or any of that. You better act like you know, because that is the creative thing. That is what you're really asking with, what you're asking from. That is what will manifest in your life.
Right, right. And I'm glad you brought that up that way, because you can be in what looks like a still position, and it looks like, as you said, that you're not doing anything, but you can still be in the can mode with that, because everything you're looking at, everything you're examining, every question you're asking is still being potentialized in the can, the forward of what you want to happen. So that's not for everybody. You know, there's different positions. You can be doing, you can be thinking, you can be still, as long as you're in your mode of knowing, as you said, that there is something that's going to manifest because of the way I'm seeing the world, because of the way I'm viewing my future, because of the way I'm positioning and preparing myself, this is going to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that was my last point for us to talk about, and I think we covered a lot in a 30-minute trail. What about you? What do you think?
Always. We always do. We always do, as I said. It's a continuation of this wonderfully long conversation, this winding road that you and I have been on for years, and I love it, and I'm so thankful that you
and I am
me
with
in
you.
This process. I am
yeah,
so thankful.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's been, that also has been a great journey for both of us, and I believe it's just something that God meant for us to do, and we're still doing it. You know, I'd like for you to tell people again, remind them of the things you're doing, how they can watch you daily, because technology allows that. Even if they're not in your town, there's still fun things that you guys are talking about. So if you'd like to go ahead and give that information, your personal website and your station website, so people can check you out.
My personal website is just my name, CassandraMcShepherd.com. And do you not have a link to me on your information?
I do.
So you can check me out that way. But it's CassandraMcShepherd.com. So check out Foxology, and you'll find her, and then she'll show you where I am. And also you can, and on the personal website, I sing, I dance, I do tricks. I do a lot of different things. So check that out. I've got motivational videos, more of what you just heard Silver and I talk about, and the ways that we say what we know so far. And of course, there's a $2 there, so you can check that out. I've got a DVD, a music DVD, that is for sale on the website, $20, and you can take me home. I'm not cheap,
nice,
but, hey,
indeed.
I'm affordable. And also, though, you can do time with me Monday through Friday, weekdays, at fox6now.com from 9 a.m. to 10. And what is that, Central time?
Yes, yes.
So that's it. Yeah, that's
alrighty.
Me. And as always, for as long as she'll let me, I will be with Silver Ray Fox on first Monday of every month as we do this mastermind, as we take this mastermind journey. I'll be right here.
Indeed. Absolutely. I sure appreciate you for it. Well, I have been talking with the superstar RRR TV host, Cassandra McShepherd, and we have been talking about turning your cans into cans. And it has been absolutely enlightening. I love these conversations because they so resonate inside and just take, even though you live it out, it's still just it's exciting and elevating each time. So I just want to remind you that, you know, every achievement, accomplishment, all the stuff that you see, the innovations and ideas, creations, those are breakthroughs, breaking through can't thinking to possibility thinking. So if somebody else did it, somebody else done something, or even if it's going to be something brand new, remember, you can do it. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't let others talk you out of it. And don't waste any more time. Go ahead and do it. I want to thank you and wish you a great day. Go ahead and put that can of confidence on your shelf, that can of faith, and that can of fearlessness, and do what you know you've been gifted to do. Have a blessed day. And again, thanks so much for listening.